Enter the reception area at Château du Buisard and you can sample its best selection. A few years ago, selling them abroad was no problem. One British supermarket chain took thousands of bottles of Brouilly and Beaujolais Village. Then one day, it all came to an abrupt halt.
Suddenly, a new buyer came and just kicked me out. And when I asked him why, he said, but John, because France and Beaujolais especially are not fashionable anymore in England.
Jean spent several years as a consultant to producers in Australia and New Zealand and watched as their sales caught up with and often overtook their French counterparts. Recent crisis talks between wine growers and the government brought a series of proposed changes. Upmarket wines would undergo tighter quality controls. Labels on mid-market wine bottles would become simpler, with the emphasis on grape variety rather than the region. Production techniques would be altered, all measures designed to claw back France's share of export markets.
On défend nos terroirs, un savoir-faire ancestral.
Damien Gachot represents Burgundy growers and says the measures threaten traditional techniques that have been passed down the generations for centuries.
They don't want change. It's been done that way by my father and it's going to be done that way by me.
Graham Martin is a British lecturer and veteran of the wine trade who lives in the region. He watches as a vast spraying machine treats the vines before harvesting. Many local producers, he predicts, will again struggle to find buyers.
When you only produce, say, 6,000 or 7,000 cases a year, you know very well that you're not going to get on an export market with that. So you keep to your own backyard, basically.
But even France's backyard has been letting the country down. For decades, French people have gradually been drinking less and less wine. Wine growers blame what they see as punitive restrictions on alcohol advertising. Marie-Christine Tarby of the National Producers Association, Wine and Society.
We have so many difficulties to make promotion, and elsewhere it is possible to advertise on the TV and to do many things that we are not allowed to do.
In the autumn, the French Parliament will consider moves to relax the rules, but any changes will encounter stiff opposition from health campaigners. They argue that wine producers are ignoring the real problem. Too much French wine simply isn't good enough. In the Beaujolais region, Jean de Saint-Charles agrees they have a point.
If you go to Australia or New Zealand or South Africa, if one of their wine is not as good as it should be, they sell it in bulk. They are not going to spend any money on labels and glass. They think like businessmen.
There you go. You can see there's nothing there. There's one little tiny grape and there is absolutely nothing but dirt to put back into the earth.
Graham Martin surveys the damage done to the grapes by a freak hailstorm in Burgundy, the last thing local growers need at a particularly difficult time. They've been engaged in a fierce debate over whether to accept the proposed changes. Many may find they have little choice but to adapt if they're to survive.
Now, one other business headline for